Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
We'll get to number one on what's trending here in just a few minutes. Also, Whit Merrifield going to call in. We'll talking to Whit Merrifield, the Whit Merrifield Show here on Cody and Gold. We'll get his thoughts on this week, the team playing well, and obviously this Friday, the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. Whit's name continuing to come up in that. But number one on what's trending, we're up here in St. Joe for Chiefs training camp. We're going to be up here on Wednesday, and then pretty much every practice after that. Veteran report day later on this afternoon. You'll get all the veterans up here, as most of the practice out earlier today when we first got here. Cody was just rookies kind of getting one more walkthrough in. Tomorrow's a conditioning day, and then they really get after it starting on Wednesday.
It'll be the full normal set for us. Obviously, then we'll actually get to see Patrick Mahomes play quarterback today. We did not. We didn't get to watch Eric Bieniemy as a running back, though, so we'll take what we can get. Next up on what's trending news out of Indianapolis, their head coach Frank Reich has now tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, he'll miss a little bit of time there, Gold, on their end at the beginning part of their training camp. Obviously, the overall numbers for the NFL are, again, very good. These continue to do come up, both either in coach or players, vaccinated or not, certainly, and that will continue to be a storyline just to watch really once the regular season starts for me, because it's whether or not people miss games as either a coach or a player that I think really factors in here.
And on that note, too, Mark Donovan of the Chiefs, who's holding a press conference today announcing that they're planning on trying to make Arrowhead a vaccination site once the Garth Brooks concert is over with at the venue. So something
you know, Nick will be there.
So, yeah, Nick's definitely going to be at, you know, Salt Lake. If you can fly to Salt Lake City for Garth Brooks, man, you can make a little trip from your place over to Arrowhead.
I got my fix in for the year.
Next up on What's Trending, Ian Rappaport reporting that Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season. That is the expectation. Shocking.
Of course. Of course. I told you, I've been done with this for 2.5 weeks. I'm done with it. Of course.
It's you that keeps bringing it up.
Well, it's the latest report saying what we all figured at this point in time. What else was he going to do? Retire once the opt-out thing happened and the deadline July 2nd? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to play for Green Bay, and he's probably going to go through this whole thing next offseason and want to be traded again. He's going to play. If you're a Chiefs fan, get excited for Packers at Arrowhead later on this year.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We'll be joined by Whit Merrifield here coming up in a few minutes for the Whit Merrifield Show. We'll talk more about the trade deadline stuff. But
yeah, Aaron Rodgers, man. He's going to play for the Packers. Get excited. You could draft him high on your fantasy team. Don't worry. All that's good to go.
That game's far more interesting
You think than Jordan Love?
I was a little worried. We got robbed of Mahomes Rodgers a few years ago because of the injury.
I think so. All right, let's welcome in Whit Merrifield for the Whit Merrifield Show.
You're listening to Cody and Gold. It's time to talk with the guy who led the American League in hits for two straight seasons.
Merrifield drives one to deep left. Guzman to the fence. And gone with Merrifield.
And hasn't missed a game since Gold was working in Boise.
I'll tell you what, if you guys keep bringing golf up, this is going to turn into a golf show real quick.
Welcome to the Whit Merrifield Show.
It is the Whit Merrifield Show presented by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the ultimate in stress-free car shopping. Whit, welcome in, man. How things going? Are you on the same page as I am? You're not surprised, right? Aaron Rodgers, he's going to play for the Packers this year.
Uh, is,
Did that come out? I haven't seen that today.
He intends to play, according to reports. I'm just saying, I feel like he was always going to play there all along. I didn't buy the retirement stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. It's, you know, that I've known some players and some athletes that are, you know, they're their own person. They think differently, and certain things motivate them more than other things. So there's no telling, you know, what's going on in his head.
I assume a variety of things motivate you, Whit. Is it hard to, like, pin down yourself as, like, hey, what's the thing that motivates me when you're trying to make any kind of career decision, whether that be when you sign the extension with the Royals a few years ago or when you're, you know, deciding where to go to school or all those little things?
Yeah, I mean, there's a factor of things that go into decisions like that, but as far as just pure motivation for me showing up every day and playing, it's always just been about getting to the big leagues and winning baseball games. So that's why I show up to play every day. But obviously when there's other factors that start coming into it, you think about different things, but the game itself and playing every day, there's only been really one motivation for me since I can remember.
Since we are up here at Chiefs training camp where we're talking some Royals baseball, did you ever play football, Whit?
I did. I played up until I committed to South Carolina in high school. I was actually a pretty good corner and receiver. And then my football career, not officially, but in my head, ended when we had a really, really good high school football team my sophomore year. We had, I think, 12 guys, and I'm going Division I. And our stud, his name was Cooter Arnold, ended up playing North Carolina and played on some practice squads, I think, in the NFL. But anyway, he was kind of an everything guy for us. He ran the Wildcat. He was a running back. And this week we were playing him at receiver. And so I was running a scout team against him, lined up against him and as a corner. And they run a sweep. They're running a sweep to his side, and I go to engage him, and he grabs me under the shoulder pads and picks me up and just starts laughing at me. And that was kind of the point where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have much future in this game. So I ended up not playing after that year.
We're talking to Whit Merrifield. This is the Whit Merrifield Show here on Cody and Gold. He joins each and every Monday on 610 Sports Radio. You told us last week you've been through this trade stuff before, but – this Friday is the trade deadline at 3 o'clock, and there's a lot of chatter out there and maybe even more than usual when it comes to your name. Does this year feel different at all for you, even this week? Like, what's this week feel like for you? You've been through these, but it seems as though maybe there's a little bit more noise than ever before.
No, I mean, it always feels the same. It is what it is. It's going to happen or it's not, and at this point in my career, I don't really have much say as to what happens, but you know, I'm happy here. If I end up getting moved, you know, it'll probably be to a good situation, you know, with the team that's contending. So, you know, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, obviously. So, you know, I'm sure I'd be happy with that, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. The good thing about the way it's going now is, once July 31st comes and goes, that's it. You know, there's no more of those waiver deals that used to happen a couple of years ago. So, you know, we'll know for sure come, what did you say, Friday?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. So with that said, I mean, you guys are on the road this weekend up in Toronto, out of the country, as a matter of fact. We can get to that in a second. But will there be almost, I don't know, depending on what if you end up staying in Kansas City, a sigh of relief because of what you just mentioned, where we're not gonna ask you about it anymore after Friday, and nobody's gonna be thinking about that anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely great now that it's definitive. No more, you know, trades after that time. So there's definitely that level of certainty that is beneficial for players. So yeah, I mean, I'm not planning on packing any more luggage than I normally would. So if something were to happen, I'm going to do. I'm going to be in scramble mode. But How heavy of a pack? Playing a full series in Toronto and having an off day in Chicago.
How heavy of a packer are you anyway? I feel like, are you limited by how many bags? I feel like some guys have got to be worse than others by just how much they bring on the plane versus what they actually need.
I mean, I'm just kind of a necessity packer. It's nice in the big leagues to have certain luxuries. Like I can bring my golf clubs and an extra suitcase and, you know, really not have to worry about it a whole lot. You know, I'll call down to the front and have them bring it up to me if I need it. And just one of the great perks of being in the big leagues is I can bring a good bit of luggage and, you know, somebody else ends up taking care of that for me. So, but I'm not that heavy of a packer. I pack what I need to get to and from the field as far as clothes wise. You know, a couple of change of clothes for in the mornings if I want to go walk around or if we have a day game and I want to go out to dinner that night. We have an off day in Chicago coming up that we're planning on going out on the boat for. So I'm going to have to bring some clothes for that. Some golf clothes, obviously. But the way it is now in the summer, you know, it's clothes don't take up that much room. So it's relatively easy for me. And I've got it down to a science at this point.
I know you have the White Sox first here for a couple games. Then you do head to Toronto. Is this the weekend, right, where finally Brady Singer's going to have to sing the Canadian national anthem?
It is. This is the one. This is the weekend.
Is he aware that he needs a passport?
I think he was made aware. They came around to make sure everybody had their passports, and we have this special, I don't know, form we have to fill out for arriving to Canada because of some of the COVID stuff. And I think we're actually going to – July 1st is Canada Day. I was hoping we were going to be there for Canada Day, but I guess we're not going to be.
I guess
maybe, maybe they'll celebrate it since we were gone.
I think you guys happen to be playing the Blue Jays, and if I'm not mistaken, their first game back at the Rogers Center because they've been playing in Buffalo area.
Yeah, so maybe that – since we missed Canada Day earlier, they'll celebrate it while we're here, and Brady will get the full experience.
We're just worried about him a little bit after all of that. What you had said that you know, your biggest motivation when you first came in the league and still remains your biggest motivation is winning. You guys are winners of five in a row, and we had talked a little bit about some of the young player struggles early in this year. Daniel Lynch had those three starts that didn't go his way early in the year. He made a big adjustment, seemingly, in coming back yesterday and pitching the way he did. He said he's a good self-evaluator. What difference did you see in Daniel Lynch?
I think he understood what he needed to do a lot better yesterday to get out. You know, not just trying to overpower guys with stuff, you know, down the middle. And, you know, I think some things got in his head after his first couple starts that probably shouldn't have been put in his head as far as, guys, you know, people were thinking he was tipping, you know, just right out of the gate. And, you know, when you see a guy for the first time, you know, whether he's tipping or not, chances of the other team knowing he's doing that are pretty slim. And I think that for a young kid to go out there and be worried about, like, glove positioning and how he's moving his hands is in your third big league start when you're scuffled your first couple is something that he doesn't need to be worried about. And so I think he had some time to get away from that down in AAA and get back to figuring out what he needed to do to get outs up here. And that's set guys up with certain pitches, locate your pitches, mix pitches up, understand who you're facing, what they struggle with, and attack them with that. And I think he obviously did a much better job yesterday. You know, even the hits he gave up, I don't really remember many balls being hit hard, which is a great indication of a guy just really just dominating from the get-go. And that's what he did yesterday, and it was great to see, and that's what we're looking for him. So we're hoping there are many more outings like that to come.
I watched him strike out Miguel Cabrera, and it made me think to ask you this question. But I always just figured, like, when you're a big leaguer, there's got to be at least one guy that is the, like, wow, I got a hit off of that guy. I know you don't want to treat it that way eventually when you've been in the bigs for a while. Was there that first guy for you, Whit, where you're like, I can't believe I got a hit off of that guy? Maybe somebody you remembered watching so much growing up.
I think Verlander was probably that first guy for me. Just him being in our division, facing him a lot, and seeing him pitch a lot, obviously, on big stages, and the dominance and the Cy Youngs and all that came with it, and the 100-mile-an-hour fastball and the nasty, you know, big curveball and all the stuff that you used to hear about all the time with him, and then getting up and facing him and having some success off him, it really, as a young player, makes you go, you know, man, maybe I can play in this league. And so that was a good indication to me that, you know, I think I can have some success up here.
Whit Merrifield, he joins us each and every Monday for the Whit Merrifield Show. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy the series against Chicago and then the weekend up in Toronto, and we'll check in next week.
All right, guys. Sounds good.
There you go. That's Whit Merrifield with us here on Cody and Gold. And,
well, are you talking to him as a member of the Royals or not?
Yeah, I know. I think
he'll be with the Royals.
I think so as well. I just believe it feels different this year. Like, I think the likelihood of them potentially actually moving him this go-around seems to be a little bit greater. But, again, it definitely signals what they feel about, how they feel about 2022, depending on what they decide to do on Friday at 3 o'clock or before Friday at 3 o'clock for the trade deadline. You heard Whit. I mean, he kind of said something similar last week just about, like, he's just, you know, basically kind of, again, whatever happens. You know, there's the benefit. There's benefits to both sides of
you got
to
be on
that.
A team that has a chance to go to the postseason.
And again, the reports from yesterday that the Mariners are one of the teams making a strong push for a deal that would send Merrifield out to Seattle. And there's other teams that have been brought up as well. But that was just the latest report that got people thinking even more about the possibility of a deal happening. We'll talk more about this a little bit later on in the show. Again, this is Cody Engel. We're live up in St. Joe for Chiefs training camp. All getting started, and we will be here throughout Chiefs training camp for the next couple of weeks. And as we were talking to Whit there, Mark Donovan, the Chiefs team president, was holding a press conference as well and just kind of going over some of on the business side of things. But one thing he had mentioned, I think, is certainly notable for Chiefs fans. We talk all the time about tradition, history, things that happened, game day and all that. They made the announcement a short while ago that the organization is retiring war paint, the running of war paint on the field there out at Arrowhead. So that is not something you will see. Remember, there was a stretch of time where it went away for years and years and years and years. They brought it back, and now it is retired. So you can all assume you will not ever see war paint on the field Arrowhead again. So
this goes back to, like, Cleveland changing their name, right?
Much more of a minor move to where it shouldn't, like...
No, but you're trying to separate yourself from any Native American imagery.
Well, you're trying to do this so you don't ultimately... I think
correct.
You can continue to look at the last 5 to 6 years and how the Chiefs organization has, you used the right word, kind of distanced themselves, but trying to make enough changes to please enough people, if you will, and it's certainly with the way things have trended over the last couple of years, to where I think they don't have... So to where they hopefully don't have to go, depending on where you stand on it, and change a name, or Arrowhead and Chiefs and everything like that, to where this is another one of you got to try to keep moving yourself away from it if you don't want to ultimately have what happened in Cleveland, which is Cleveland, of course, ultimately changing their name fully to the Guardians. And then you've got the Washington football team. Now, that, to me, I've always said, is on a completely different level than these other ones.
And people tend to bring up the break. That one was the worst. There's no doubt. But this is like a chain of order. I don't think the Chiefs are up next in this conversation train. And I'm not saying they have to change it. I understand the history behind it and the mayor it was named after and chief being a status. But they chose to say chief and then connect a lot of Native American imagery next to it. They had to do renovations right after they built the drum deck to more closely align with what was not seen as what seemed like it was at that time, or the running of war paint. When they're doing those things, they're trying to make what you said, the necessary changes so that conversation doesn't come up, which is fine. I understand their desire to not change their team name. I could fully understand that end of it. But they're, you know, you do have to separate yourself from that imagery, because otherwise you're like, oh no, Chief is named after a guy, and you're like, yes, but look at all of the things. That guy wasn't the logo. That guy wasn't, you know, like, it's
war paint itself. Look, war paint, there's obviously, you know, some history within the organization about having war paint out on the field before, but I would remind people that for a considerable amount of years, war paint wasn't going on the field.
And that's something that was never a fan.
Eric Berry's like, where was this a couple years ago? I think for sure. He definitely approves of the decision today. like, you know, the name thing is completely, you know, it all connects. I'm with you, but that's completely different than like the announcement today to not use war paint anymore on the field at Arrowhead. And like the Chief name is a whole different discussion. Yes, they're connected. War paint overall, some people are going to be upset about the horse, but I would also think so many people, how many people are in the stand? There's a lot of people that are, but how many people are in the stands by the time that even occurs? So many people are still out in the parking lot tailgating.
Will anybody care about this?
No. Well, wow. Yeah,
it's a horse.
Because some people will see it, Nick, as the lead up to the name change. That's who will care. The same as they don't let you wear headdress any longer or paint your face in a certain way to come in, and they changed the tomahawk chop to be a fist instead of that chop.
We'll see how well that works.
Fine, I'm just letting you know these are the moves that they've been making. This is just another step in that direction.
You think security guards are going to walk up and down the aisles like, hey, I'm going to need to see a closed fist there, sir?
Could you imagine?
And that's the thing. It's like, it's just not,
it's not policeable.
Yeah, I mean, you can try not playing the music, I guess, or something, but people are going to do the tomahawk chop at Arrowhead. Just, I mean, it's going to take generations for that to be removed, I would imagine. But as far as this move, to me, it's one of those, like, I kind of like, all right, whatever, as far as not having war paint. Go out there and win football games. You still have the Chiefs name. You still have Arrowhead. Yes, it's GEHA Field at Arrowhead now and all
that.
But people don't like the signage change, and that's just stuff that's going to happen as time and time goes on.
This doesn't feel like people were freaking out about the sign. I'm like, you knew it was going to be on there, right?
There'll be way more signage than
GEHA
just
that. Didn't
My understanding
for that.
Is, besides just the main sign that everybody was talking about, which has been replaced on the, you know, as you drive into Arrowhead, there's a ton more work after the Garth Brooks concert that they're going to have to do to change some more signs. You're going to see GEHA
this
playing,
Garth Brooks concert
a good chunk
a lot
of change
during this show. This Garth Brooks concert,
man.
Nick, at Arrowhead's coming up a lot.
Do you have tickets? You going
during this?
You going,
show.
Cody? You should take the wife. Go celebrate. You getting the cat back and all of that.
We
stuff.
We don't have any confirmation on that yet, so we can't celebrate that yet. Plus, I've never been to a Garth Brooks concert.
Garth will make your wife forget you ever had a cat.
Wow.
I've never been.
He puts on a heck of a show.
You are completely discounting my wife's taste in music, and it is not so.
Doesn't matter.
With
He's an entertainer. It's not about the music. It's about the experience.
She'd much rather go see Jack White or, I don't know.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. What year is it?
I don't know. I'm just saying, think about the music you mostly. What year is it? We're talking about Garth Brooks right now. His most popular
Timeless.
Hits were in the 90s.
Man, he's got
Timeless.
Friends. He's got friends in low places. Come on.
That's the song.
You know?
The song's 25 years
Garth
old.
Garth Brooks is going to sell out Arrowhead. Jack White's not selling
already,
out
I think
Arrowhead.
It already is sold out.
I think
yeah.
it is sold out, probably. Yeah. Or if he hasn't, yes, it's certainly
How many will. People, like, I mean, it's true. Like,
or Foo Fighters. She saw them.
Jack White's maybe. Definitely not the answer. Garth Brooks is still, what, one of maybe 10 people that could actually sell out Arrowhead?
Probably.
Who are the other nine?
I might be high. Like Beyonce, Jay-Z, they could do it. A joint concert. They've done that already in other cities. They could do it.
No, my wife saw.
I don't see it. Man, I might have been on high with him. It might be five.
Oh. Taylor Swift.
70,000?
I think so.
Taylor Swift is selling out Zero Questions Asked.
There's just no doubt. It's probably
Justin
like
Timberlake?
30.
Yes.
Absolutely. Outdoors? 70,000?
What do you mean outdoors?
My wife saw U2 there. They
yeah,
sold
outdoors.
Out.
What? Yes.
My wife saw U2, I think, at Arrowhead, and they sold out. So that's another one.
Okay. So we're up to
Bruce
four.
Bruce Springsteen.
Five. I'm just asking. I said 10, and then I thought that's too many.
There's probably more than 10. It
it's
might
probably,
be double.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't know about that. Not as many people would sell out 70,000, I think, as you guys think.
There's a lot. I mean, musicians are very famous.
Yeah, but 70,000 is in Kansas City is not like just
it probably
stuff that
ended up
being
Billie Eilish. And
it's not like the whole
Billy
city.
Alex. Billy, what?
Just be some people we've never heard of.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney is another one. Someone says Bieber.
Fish. Everybody goes to Fish concerts.
If that's the case, though, why did Bieber go to T-Mobile Center and not
BTS
Arrowhead?
BTS would
ago?
Probably sell it out. That Korean pop
why.
Group.
Yeah. Again, I've heard six names. I'm just—I mean, honestly, the text line's saying some of the same ones. I agree. Kenny Chesney. I disagree on Bieber because why did he go to T-Mobile Center if that was the case? He would have gone to Arrowhead if he thought he could sell it out.
I think the Who could get back together and sell out Arrowhead.
They just get back together and do it.
I mean, I don't want to be offensive here, but old people love music.
No, like, I mean, I again, Beyonce and Jay-Z easily would sell it out because I've seen them do it in multiple venues. It's not a problem.
Kenny
so your next
G.
Next guess is going to be like Fleetwood.
Taylor Mac. Swift. So Taylor Swift. Garth Brooks, Kenny Chesney, Beyonce, Jay-Z.
actually recently read an article on The Ringer that suggested Steely Dan has become very popular with younger people.
Hmm.
I listened to Steely Dan a lot growing up.
Really?
Selling out Arrowhead. So yeah, my parents like it.
Someone says Eminem, no chance. Come on, no chance. No chance. Eminem's not selling out 70,000 tickets.
I'd have to think a lot harder about
no
it.
No way.
I have no idea. In Detroit, he certainly would.
Not in 2021.
He's still putting out new music.
Someone says this
year.
Is that
what you call it?
Someone said this year damn near anyone would. I don't know about that. Again, I think 70,000 is not as easy as you guys think.
Okay.
Bruce, I'm with you there.
That's a lock.
Definitely. Definitely. All right, coming up next, we continue here from Chiefs training camp up in St. Joe. One player admitted something I think we all kind of figured, but it could mean big things, perhaps, in 2021.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we're back here in St. Joe for Chiefs training camp. It's Cody and Gold, Alice Gold, Cody Tapp with you. Nick Schwert running things back in KC. We'll be back up here on Wednesday, and then we'll have about, 15 straight practices that we will be up here for. Tomorrow's a conditioning day, so it's not open to anybody. The Chiefs will have the veterans reporting later on this afternoon. We caught a little bit of the early practice today, just rookies out there for the most part. I had a chance to see Nick Bolton and also Trey Smith, just to name a few of the guys as well. And a few days prior to that, you had some of the veterans were here that were rehabbing injuries, for example, DeAndre Baker and Juan Thornhill. Juan Thornhill, last year was kind of a weird year for him because there was a stretch we were like, "How's he's just not on the field? Is there an issue with him on the defense of his play? Is it health?" Well, it turns out he admitted something over the weekend that he was never 100% last year. He was not 100% last year. It's something we had him on our show, and he kind of had to tell
him he was pretty good.
Kind of had to tell yourself that you were, but he feels like this is a year in which he's 100% and can give it a full go for the first time since his rookie season. And that rookie season, which was one that had everybody talking about him being a future star of this league. Can he return to that? That's what we'll find out as we get into this season here in about a month or so.
He's an unknown for me for a variety of reasons, but the injury is partly one of them. Last year, I didn't think he played his best football. He didn't play bad football. I thought he was playing better as the season went on, which is more than I can say about the rest of the defense, which I thought played more poorly as the season went on. But it's just, he's had a full-blown bad injury in the middle of all of this. He missed part of the time, and he wasn't right most of last year, he's now saying. And now the question is, can they count on him? Because the more they can count on him, the better you feel about the defensive backfield. The more you can count on Juan Thornhill to occasionally just be the single high guy means the more you can move Tyrann Mathieu. He played plenty in the slot last year and certainly did his role there. But the more you can move him around, the less I feel worried about the absence of Bashaud Breeland. If Juan Thornhill can't be counted on that way, that means, like we talked about when there was injuries to the corners and stuff, and Mathieu just had to be the safety net, make sure things don't go wrong guy, the defense wasn't quite the same in the early part of the season, at least on that part of the field. So for me, Thornhill's value relies on him being good immediately just so we can be more flexible on defense for Spagnuolo. So I just think that, like, the injury news is good, but also he told us he was healthy last year, so is he really finally right?
Oh, so, I mean, I believe that now it makes sense. I mean, we talk all the time about ACLs, and it's, you know, it's usually the second year, not the first year coming back, and why people say that, it's not even just the physical limitation. It's the mental side of it. You have to, if you're Juan Thornhill, feel like you can go do everything you want to do and no hesitation whatsoever for him to be the best player that he can possibly be out on the field. Sounds as if last year that wasn't always the case or the case at all. So wouldn't you be more concerned if you found out that he actually was 100% last year and that's what we got at times? And I don't know about you. I mean, yes, there's questions still, but I feel almost better knowing that he wasn't 100% and that's the play we had last year here in Kansas City. Whereas this year, if he's actually 100%, I am expecting him not necessarily
to take a jump, you
know,
again.
I don't know if he's going to be what he was rookie year, which, again, was one of the better young defensive players in all of football. I don't know if he can be that again. Certainly, if he is, you're right that it gives you some flexibility. You wonder what that thought process is like, as well as the Chiefs look big picture past this year, because we're only a year or so away of talking about having to make a decision financially on Juan Thornhill.
Correct.
We know right now they're having to make a financial decision on Tyrann Mathieu. He's going to report later on today, and we'll see the first time he's available to talk to the media. It'll be interesting.
Even this year, you'll have 1 year left on Thornhill's deal.
Correct. And right now, Tyrann Mathieu, we thought maybe the day that the veterans show up or the first practice of veteran camp, which is on Wednesday, that maybe that's when an announcement could come on an extension, if there is even an extension. And the longer we get into camp, if we don't have news this week of an extension with Tyrann Mathieu, then you really have to question at that point if it does get done. I still think before the season, I would lean more that it does, but you know, there's different benchmarks you look at in an offseason. Once they didn't get done before the 5-week layoff before camp, you're like, okay, next day to look at is the first week of camp. Here we are, first week of camp, veterans show up today. If something was already done or close, you would think something could happen this week. If not, maybe it's going to be something that we continue to talk about throughout camp. Because
and I'll give him to the end of camp.
That'll play a huge role in how we judge Juan Thornhill this year. If we know, let's say we get to week one, and there's not an extension for Tyrann Mathieu.
A lot of weight on Thornhill.
Then it's a big, big season for Juan Thornhill in that regard. Because if Tyrann Mathieu hits free agency, I don't see how he's back in Kansas City. Because someone else will pay him more probably than Kansas City's willing to.
Well, or it just becomes somebody will pay you the same, but now are you valued? You know how it is.
And he's been
like, it's
this
not a
before.
Disrespect thing, but he's been a free agent before. He understands there are other options. There are other good organizations. So he will, you know, and this is certainly the best organization he's been with, either that be Arizona or Houston. I don't have any concerns to say this is the best organization he's been with. But now that he's proven what he can do here as well, and he's a Super Bowl winner and all those things, there'll be more than enough interested parties. He regularly gets listed as the one of the most important guys you don't talk about enough, guys, across the league. Everybody knows that about him. But again, yeah, it's there's and like Thornhill being an unknown for me is just related to I saw one rookie year. Like, L'Jarius Sneed is an unknown for me, too. I saw him playing 9 games his rookie year. I don't know that he's the goods yet. I think that he is. I obviously think he is. I'm more convinced he's the goods than Thornhill is. That's probably because I haven't seen L'Jarius Sneed fail. And I've seen Thornhill not fail, but play not to the level he played his rookie year. And now I need to see him recapture that.
Because he hasn't been healthy.
And no, there's
and now it sounds as if he is healthy. So that's what, I mean, that's, you're, I mean, nobody can sit here and say definitively he's going to be what he was his rookie season. But that's the only bit of optimism I have is that, all right, if he really wasn't healthy last year, then let's see what a fully healthy Juan Thornhill looks like. And if he can be some of what he was his rookie season, then let's not forget the way we were talking about him. Now, you may have thought some people went too far. You know, some people suggested that Juan Thornhill, you know, was someone that's going to end up in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. All right, that might seem crazy now. Well, let's find out. Let's find out, because that was some of the conversation sure. his rookie season.
He was a really good rookie. It was very promising. Where you start talking yourself into, do you have the kind of one of those, like, young safeties who's going to, you know, be a guy you can count on, like they've had in Eric Berry or other teams in the division have had in, like, Simmons, but it's just a matter of, you know, here it is. But that's why I call him an unknown, is because I still didn't show it to me. That's all I'm asking. I just want to see it. And I think it'll be pretty – this is not going to be one of those, like, oh, let me see where we're at in week 11. I think you'll get a pretty clear indicator very early on with Juan Thornhill if what he's talking about this time in health are accurate. Because when healthy, if he can trust himself, because that's the other thing we don't ever talk about with injury, the physical coming back from it, and then the mental coming back to trust that you're not hurt anymore, that's a difficult process for some players. Not all, but some players. And I just want to see him compete at that level so that I can feel like he's the guy you can rely on, the guy from a couple of years ago. And he wasn't bad last year. That's
And if so, then they go back. You know, Tyrann Mathieu is one of the best safeties in football. And Juan Thornhill, if he's healthy, he puts the safety group. And Dan Sorensen has his
role. Does his job well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know you're going to get a sound football player. And Sorensen seems to always be in the right spot at the right time. He's going to cause things to – he's going to cause some turnovers here and there as well. All of a sudden, they would have, you know, the strongest safety group, if not, you know, one of the top five safety groups in all of football, if that's the case. But, you know, we here we are at camp. We're sitting here.
No pass rush, that'd be nice.
You know, yeah, I mean, you.
Not no pass rush, but not a good enough pass rush, in my
opinion. We'll see. I mean, that's as we sit here, I can't wait till Wednesday. Not only because fans are going to be up here Wednesday, so we're going to have the energy of the fans and, you know, the big plays that happen or even a long throw or anything like that. You're going to have the roar of the crowd a little bit in the background. So, I mean, we're fired up for that. I think also these next couple of days, and it's, look, we're still, what, 2 weeks away from the first preseason game at least, if I'm not mistaken. But
that
in addition
close,
to the secondary, it'll be here before we know it. In addition to the secondary, it still is Chris Jones on the outside. You bring up pass rush. Let's see what that looks like. And Jaron Reed, for Jaron Reed, he's the key for that all to work. You know, whether Frank Clark's here or not, the key for Chris Jones to be successful on the outside is that Jaron Reed is able to cause pressure inside. And that's the difference that could be unique. We talk about whether or not they got enough pressure from the outside. Chris Jones, one of the best interior defensive linemen. If you're telling me Chris Jones can be a top 10 outside pass rusher in football this year, and you got Jaron Reed, who can be a top 10, top 15, maybe I would say top
interior.
10 interior, and combo with Derek Nnadi and whoever else they throw in
Clark
there.
Clark just plays 10%
yeah.
better
I mean,
than he played last year.
Then the that there's your reason. If you know, last week we were talking about, can it be better pass rush? That's the scenario where it does get better.
Boy, it's asking four
is.
Things.
Oh
to
yeah,
go right.
A lot has to happen. But that's what has to come together for the pass rush to be better than it was a year ago.
I would take the same, knowing the offense they had and that they went to the Super Bowl and all of that. I'd prefer a better pass rush, but I just don't know that it's in the cards this year. I'll take the same. The same might very well be Chris Jones is a very effective outside pass rusher. Jaron Reed's fine in the middle, and Frank Clark has 6.5 sacks again. Fine. I'll take the, you know, because Chris Jones has been effective.
I forget
pass
the linebacking group in terms of the I mean, I do think we'll find out from Spags. We'll hear from him coming up in the next couple of days, too. You know, Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, how that athleticism, how do they utilize that also when it comes to blitzes? You know, do they bring them? We know they're going to bring Snead and Mathieu and others from the secondary. They did it last year. They had success with it, especially with Snead and Tyrann Mathieu. If the pass rush is an issue from the defensive line in terms of getting pressure, do we see them utilize the athleticism in a way we haven't seen at the linebacker spot? It's not something that they have been able to use with Damian Wilson and Hitchens in the past. Can they see more playing time from Nick Bolton and Willie Gay Jr.?
Maybe. Spagnuolo's certainly creative enough that I wouldn't rule it out on that end, and a question worthy asking him in training camp this year for that exact reason. It's just a matter of, does it, you know, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul sometimes. When you blitz linebackers, you open yourself up other places. Juan Thornhill then has to be good, you know, and it doesn't mean you never blitz. Teams blitz all the time. The Chiefs have been one of the more blitz-heavy teams, I think partially because of the fact they've had to not, they've been unable to get to the quarterback as well as they'd like to with those down four linemen.
Our Chiefs training camp coverage here on 610 Sports Radio, presented by Blue KC. Live healthy with Blue KC. Let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Nick, and over on the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-576-7610. The random question of the day brought to you by The Window Source of Kansas City. We're at camp, so I've gone based on that. I would like to know that if I provided you food and water, so you don't have to have those things.
Okay.
I give you $1,000 a day. How many days in a row could you live in a tent?
$1,000 a day?
$1,000 a day. How many days in a row would you live in a tent?
I could do that for a while if I knew I'm getting $1,000 at the end of each day. That's my motivation right there.
Wait, a tent?
I have kids, so like my answer is automatically lower than yours.
So like
a two-person tent.
Yes,
at training camp. You're just here.
Not the tent. Not what we're under. We're under just a tent to protect us from the top. You're talking about a regular fully enclosed camping tent.
Sleeping bag. No, like, air mattress. This isn't glamping.
I got my water jug. I'm good. I'll give you food and water. I got a porta potty right over here.
No, you got to bury your poop.
No.
What?
It's like a shovel.
We're at Chiefs camp. I got a porta potty.
Nobody does that anywhere.
If you go camping, that's what people do.
Right, no, they don't.
You're supposed to.
It doesn't mean people are doing it.
I've never seen or heard of anyone doing that ever.
You're asking for a time. I bet you I could. I think I could do. It's going to be 95 degrees, but
you're not going to have. You know, you're going to have to work.
I mean, I'm going
to
smell terrible.
Cell plane. You're not going to have Wi-Fi.
I'm going to smell terrible, but I have access. No power.
No power. There's not like, it's not like a, yeah, there's no power strip.
$1,000 a day?
The fact that you're giving me $1,000, I can make it 2 weeks at least because I'm going to be motivated because
of
the money.
2 weeks?
At least, yeah.
That's it?
At least two weeks.
Two kids really.
I would do it for an entire like season. I could do it for 3 months.
No, you could. No shower.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who am I seeing that I need to be showered for?
I mean, eventually your lady friend, I would think, would be interested.
You think she's going to come visit me in the tent? It's over. I mean, this whole plan is, I think, predicated on the idea that I'm getting broken up with immediately.
Yeah, at least 2 weeks because of the money. $1,000 a day.
With my family, I think I could convince them to do it for a week. And we just take our $7,000 and move on?
Okay.
Like, I think we could get our $7,000 and move on. But it's going to be a stressful week.
Yeah, but your kids would want to run on the football field over here and everything in the middle of the night. I guess at 2 a.m.
Oh, it'd be a problem. Sure, yeah. Sure. I'm not saying it'd be fun. I'm just saying I think we could probably do it for
– I need to hear from people on this. 913-576-7610.
Because my wife wouldn't need to work during that time. She works from home. We don't need any internet access during that time. This is just – she's being paid just to live in this tent.
Am I still expected to like, do my day job as well? Or can this be my new full-time gig?
I guess in this scenario – oh, that's a good call. Like, can you just, like, do you get
to take a work sabbatical? Because I'm already here, man. I'm already here. I could do the job. Now, for you, I might smell. It might
because
be terrible.
Because that pays significantly.
I mean, you can sit outside for
a little bit.
You don't have to just always be in the tent. It's living in a tent.
But where else am I going to go? Where else am I going to go?
Sit outside and hang
If
out.
I have no vehicle, I can't. I have to. I'm going to smell terrible.
We're not allowing you to, like, drive.
$1,000 a day, though. I mean. A
couple of weeks, right? 2-3 weeks?
Someone says you can get one of those wind-up radio charger flashlight things. You could charge your phone with that. Yeah. You said I can use the phone if I can find a way to power it?
If you can find a way to power it, I'll give it to you.
Well, you're basically asking if you could travel back in time to the little house on the prairie, how long could you make it?
Text line says they lived in a tent for almost 3 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, also had to burn their poop.
Oh, my God. 3 years. I wish you got paid $1,000 a day.
I'm good for at least 2 weeks. Give me my $14,000 easily. Let's do it.
Yeah, $1,000 a day, man, that's... Like if
you
I'm getting paid
high.
Weekly,
you went too high on the money.
If I'm getting
like
paid weekly,
a day?
If it was at 500, I'd still do it. If you went down to $100 a day, I'd be out.
You just wouldn't do
it.
Single
I'd
day.
Be
you'd
out.
You do a day. You take your $100 for $100.
There's a big difference between $1,000 and $100. There's a big difference.
Nick, I think you could go like the no kids thing. You should last longer than this. Than me.
And I don't even need my phone. Like that whole part of this discussion is irrelevant to me.
Someone said, what's the point of $1,000 a day? Are we getting the money after? Yeah.
It's not the spend. You're getting it for after. You could live without your phone.
9 months to a year, they think. Family already knows how to deal with me being gone on deployment.
Nine months to a year? He said he could still do it.
I mean, look, if you were, I'm assuming you
if
were,
you've done it.
I'm assuming you were in the military. Thank you for your service. I'm assuming he, after being in the desert of Afghanistan or whatever
this
for 9 months,
so
this is, he's probably laughing at us right now. He's like, what are you, 2 weeks in a tent living?
Nick
in
said he could do a year.
St. Joe, Missouri would be nothing.
I said I could do 3 months.
3 months? That's a good chunk of change.
I would net, about $100,000, $90,000?
Yeah, you're making like $90,000?
Yeah,
depending
it's great
on how
money.
Many days are
Someone
in that
says if they're allowed to take all their backpacking supplies, they do it for months.
Months. Cause it's
I just want to know how low does the money have to go for people to say no. Like if you said $50 a day, are they still in?
No.
$10 a day, you still in?
No, I'm not even in for 50. I think 100 is where I'll start having the conversation, but I'm only going to do it for a few days.
It's got to be at least 250, I think, for me. I don't, I don't like camping that much to begin with.
Can you start a fire, Alex?
Hold on. Do you think I can start a fire, Nick?
My guess is no, but
yeah, that's a correct guess.
But also, you told me earlier that you helped like redo your parents' living room, which was a major surprise.
Yeah, no, I did do that.
So you've been known to surprise me from time to time.
I'm screwed on starting the fire. By myself, there's no fire. Now, in the summertime, I don't need the fire anyway. We're good.
That's true.
Now, how am I eating? Can
you
still walk?
Can you even pitch a tent? Could you even set up a tent, Alex?
I think in a pinch, I think I could. I think in a pinch I could.
Because that destroys the whole plan, because I think that should be part of this. If you can't set the tent up yourself.
If you gave me just a nice, you know, you bought it, you know, you went to, you know, your favorite sporting goods store and you bought me a brand new tent.
None of them are paying us.
That's right, yeah. You don't get a mention in the sporting goods store until the checks start coming. One of those, then yeah, I think so.
I don't. I think that would destroy your whole plan.
I would figure out
I might give you $1,000 just if you could prove that you could.
Yeah, like
pitch
some of these tents they have at the sporting goods stores are much easier to set up than they used to be, if you will.
I want stakes in the ground. I want hammering. I want the old school tent.
That's fine. I mean, where can I? I mean, I can't. I'm not setting. I'd rather set it up in the grass than on this concrete we're on here.
That would be a bad decision.
Yeah, that would be tough. Do I get an air mattress?
No, I said no.
No, you can get a cot though.
Like a sleeping bag, like a good pillowy sleeping bag.
Text line. Some of the stuff I can't say. I wish I could. I wish I could.
Say it.
913-576-7610. You sure you want me to say some of these?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can say some of these. Well, yeah. Someone says, are they allowed to bring lotion?
Like sunscreen?
I don't think that's what they were going for, Nick. I think they were thinking of a different use of lotion.
The sun is dangerous.
Yeah, maybe it is sunscreen, but I don't know if that's the use they were talking about.
I feel like if it was sunscreen, they would have said sunscreen, not lotion.
Someone says, in a pinch is a dad thing to say, Gold. Take a drink. I will take a drink of this water if we don't have any alcohol.
I'd like an alarm bell anytime Gold says something that relates Nick to a.
In a pinch? Is in a pinch 50, a dad thing?
55-year-old.
We're talking about tents and pitching a tent. So in a pinch, to me, fits.
Yeah, that's a bit of an old man thing.
Someone says their backpacking tent has two poles. Doesn't get any easier than that. See, what? I can. Okay, well, then
nice.
I can do that.
That's lightweight, though. That's
Over here talking, by the way. He's back in Kansas City, and he's running the board today. Our bathroom situation is better than his. I just want to point that out. The water's not working in the building, right? Is that true?
As of about an hour ago, that's correct.
So
but I've rationed off my water.
So are you burning your poop? Is that what you're telling us?
Have you buried it outside yet?
No, not yet, but I'm rationing. I'm rationing supplies already.
We've got porta potties. We're good. We're good to go.
Do you guys use the same commode as the players?
No.
Like, are you waiting in line next to Anthony?
Are you kidding me?
Like, it's you and then Anthony Hitchens is, like, waiting for you to get done so he can go in there?
No. No.
I feel so bad.
No. Pete Sweeney waits for Cody. Cody cuts everybody in line. You know that already. So the rest of the media has to wait on Cody to go use the bathroom. That's pretty much how it goes.
I don't have to worry about it. I'm good to go.
Oh, that is the random question of the day. We'll get back into some of the Big 12 realignment coming up at 1 o'clock. And today, the news again, Oklahoma and Texas officially notifying the Big 12 they are out beginning in 2025, although that could happen a lot sooner. So we'll get to that. And what are the next steps for KU and for K-State? But there is one thing that I saw people talking about over the weekend, and I think people are just joking. People aren't serious, are they? There was a video from Tom Brady at Bucks camp. And look, we've got the jugs machine in front of us earlier today. And there was a video of Tom Brady throwing a football so precisely with so much force that it went straight into the jugs machine and then kicked it right back out to him. And he played catch with the jugs machine. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. This is incredible.
Real?
It's not real. It's not real. No. People actually thought it was real, Cody.
No, they did.
Yes, they did. Some people did. It's not real. Of course, there was some
drunk?
Editing there, selective editing, some CGI. I don't know what they did. It's not a real. Like, you're going to go out there, Cody? Why don't you go toss one in the jugs machine real quick and let me know how that goes? It's not possible.
Will they let you guys anywhere near the football equipment?
We are tier three.
We are as
you
close.
You got to be tier two to get closer.
No, we're
get that close.
I mean we're closer than any of the other media can get.
Oh,
we're still. What would you say, Cody? 10 yards from the field.
Yeah.
What's it take to be tier two?
Yeah, but they're not even on the field.
No, but they can go sit down in the press conference.
They can go
tents.
In the press conference area, but they can't go as close as we are on the field.
I don't know, but they've got contact tracing sensors, so like they're clearly fancier than us.
Yeah, they don't care about us.
It said P. Sweeney on it. I saw.
He had his name on it. Fancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone said, "What vehicle do we use to get up to St. Joe?" I don't know. So you're buying the Brady?
No, he absolutely. Okay. It's edited. It's clearly edited. I don't even buy that he writes his own material. I think he's paid someone funnier than him to write some of his.
And tweets. That's fine. And that's fine. Whatever. But the fact that there's other publications like praising it, this video, it's fake. Mahomes could do the same thing. It's all fake.
Yeah, he's just done a good job. Let's be honest. As much as we want to hate Tom Brady because of all the winning, and I do, and the fact that he beat the Chiefs last year, because I'm sick of watching Tom Brady win. He's gotten more interesting since he left New England and can actually show a little bit of personality.
Yeah.
It's not perfect because some of it feels disingenuous, but it's still, you know.
Yeah, I just making sure. I didn't know if you were – maybe you, I was worried you thought it was a real video for Tom Brady or something. I wasn't sure where you were at on that. And no, text line, we did not take the 610 van up here to
St. Joe. Still got bad plates.
Bad tags, plus I don't know if we still trust it to make its way all the way up here to St. Joe. Our coverage of training camp on 610 Sports Radio, presented by Blue KC. Live healthy with Blue KC. Up next, though, Texas, OU, they said to the Big 12, we're out. So now what happens for the Big 12? We address it next.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.